Biden laments America's original sin of slavery in Angola. By John Hayward on December 5, 2024. President Joe Biden toured the National Museum of Slavery in Angola's capital of Luanda on Tuesday, delivering a speech in which he described slavery as America's original sin and claiming it still taints American public discourse. The United States is founded on an idea, one embedded in our Declaration of Independence, that all men and women are created equal. It is abundantly clear today we have not lived up to that idea, but we have not fully walked away from it either, Biden said. Biden said slavery was cruel, brutal, dehumanizing, an original sin that haunted America and cast a long shadow ever since. NBC News noted that Biden gave his speech in the shadow of the former chapel at a one-time slavery annex, where Africans were forced into Christian baptism before they were loaded onto ships to become part of the transatlantic slave trade. Watch, Joe Biden lands in Angola shortly after pardoning Hunter Biden. It's believed that the first enslaved Africans to reach the 13 British colonies in 1619 were from what is now Angola, NBC added. Students of the history of slavery say that up to a quarter of the slaves sent to America passed through the region that is now Angola. The audience for Biden's speech on slavery included Wanda and Vincent Tucker, who are descended from two of the first slaves brought from Angola to colonial Virginia in 1619. It's incredibly awesome to have the President of the United States to come to the homeland where the first enslaved people were taken from, Wanda Tucker said in an interview outside the National Museum of Slavery. It's even more important because we have to keep the history and the story going wherever there are opportunities to tell the story, she added. Much of Biden's speech was built on his favored talking point that American conservatives are supposedly eager to forget about slavery and ban teachers from talking about it. I had learned that while history can be hidden, it cannot and should not be erased. It should be faced. It's our duty to face our history, the good, the bad and the ugly, the whole truth. That's what great nations do, Biden said in his speech. The bitterest irony is that few Western leaders have done more to bring slavery back into vogue than Joe Biden. His open borders policies have triggered an explosion in human trafficking, as even his own administration officials admit. This includes the sexual trafficking of children, which is unquestionably a form of slavery. Young victims trafficked under Joe Biden say they have been mentally and physically tortured to compel their obedience, including heavy doses of drugs plus medieval torments, such as having their fingernails pulled out. A whistleblower at the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, said in November 2024 that Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris created a white-glove delivery service for putting migrant children into the hands of traffickers and drug cartels. Today, as we speak, children are preparing to work grueling overnight shifts in slaughterhouses, restaurants, and factories. Some children may die today in jobs they don't have the knowledge or skills to do in order to repay never-ending debts to their smugglers and traffickers, said whistleblower Tara Lee Rodas. The House Judiciary Committee published a report in November that said foreign nationals linked to human trafficking have used the Biden-Harris parole pipeline for Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans to move freely across the border. The parole pipeline, formerly known as the CHNB program, is a bureaucratic fiction created by the Biden administration to keep the number of migrant encounters with the Border Patrol down, masking the severity of the border crisis. According to House Judiciary, the system proved very useful to sex traffickers, who submitted a large number of fraudulent applications from suspicious internet addresses, the vast majority of them for young women. President Biden appeared very well versed on the events of 1619 while touring Angola. It is a pity he did not focus more on the events of 2021 to 2024 while he was in charge of stopping modern-day slavery across the southern border.